It's Jason and Deb on 101X.
It's time for Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Lorenz and Lorenz, injured in an accident.
You know, I feel like with you being out last week, we missed some opportunities to discuss some things. So I don't think it's too late to bring them up this week.
Okay.
That picture of you going to the wedding being one of them.
That thirst trap picture of me where I'm looking straight fire money, as long as you don't zoom. I zoomed in to the perfect amount for you guys, okay? I perfectly cropped it.
Okay.
So,
well,
so
you
don't
saying don't
it.
Zoom in meant everybody in the world who looked at it zoomed in.
Yeah.
And we have questions.
I zoomed in before I saw it. Like, that was the first thing. I was like, what is this hair going on? And so I was so disappointed because I was going to comment on it. What's going on with your hair? And I'm like, oh, he already did it. That's fun.
Yeah. He took the fire out of your fire.
That was a strategic play, was if I pointed out in the caption, then people can't say what is going on with your hair. Several people still did. Not cool, man.
I thought it.
It's a combination of,
you can find it on Instagram at JasonDick101X.
A series of things. And just check out how fire I'm looking. That is the right length for those pants. Okay.
That's
the right length. That's the way people wear the pants now.
Not that wide. If you're wearing them that short, you don't wear them that wide.
Go look at what Conor McGregor shows up in his.
Don't talk to me like you know about fashion.
I know.
I
didn't make these decisions, okay? I let a man in a suit store advise me, and he told me these were the correct cuts.
Did he work there?
yeah, I'm pretty positive. You know what, now that
he's actually just panhandling.
Now that I think about it, I don't really have there's no uniform there.
Was this store like clothes and just the janitor came out? I was like, I'll get you a suit, sure.
Snip. He did maneuver the...
Oh, talking of suits. When do you need the comedy suit?
I mean, first of all, it's not a comedy suit. It's my Batman villain suit.
My friend told me that her husband bought one just like that off the internet. In that same color and everything, because he's going to be Mr. Plum from Cluedo.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I get down with that.
Professor Plum.
Professor Plum.
Professor Plum, sorry.
Stuck on his name.
I know. Years he spent in college and learning universities. Yeah.
Whenever you're ready with it, it's fine. I ordered both of them when I was preparing for this wedding, and I was like, whichever one comes out looking the most badass, that's what I'm going to go with.
Well, now you have your Halloween costume.
Look most badass. Except for the hair has got a... I haven't tried anything with it. I feel like since the start of coronavirus, and I used to just be able to put some gunk in it and then go... And that's what happens when I do it now.
You know what it looks like now? It looks like a little cloud.
My hair looks like a cloud?
Yeah, it's like a little poof. It's just a poof.
Yeah, no, that's the situation, all right?
You could do stuff about that. Didn't your mom give you Rogaine like 15 years ago to put in that thing?
Yeah, I hear that thing turns you down to like 96% or something like that.
Well, you're only operating at 40% anyway.
Right, but I can't take a hit
4% hit off of that.
Yeah, if it takes you from 100 down to the mid-90s, what is it, what do you do? Mm. And then I like to keep it at 40, all right? Mm-hmm. Also, can get way above 40. Just found that that's...
40 is optimal.
That's not even optimal.
Oh, that's
the minimum to get the job done.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'd love it if somebody put that much work in on me.
I think it's doing the job just fine. Thank you very much.
Everyone likes just fine. How was that last night? It was just fine.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
That is...
Fine.
That text that I'm... possibly going to read to you in a moment is about a sexual encounter. So a review of a... No, it's fine. Florida man Kyle says, new Deb character idea, Joanna from Alabama. She's a distant relative of Carolina from Carolina. And it's a donkey farmer who's an avid NASCAR watcher.
That would be Joanne, not Joanna.
All right, Joanna is...
Joanna's from Connecticut.
The better version.
Right, Joanne. She's the one down there in Alabama. Cousins with who?
Carolina from Carolina.
She smoked way more than Joanne from Alabama. Carolina from Carolina came out of the womb smoking.
See, that voice, if it's Carolina from Carolina, I want her to be like raising like raccoons. She's trying to breed raccoons to sell as pets. It's like everybody wants a good trash panda.
Mm-hmm.
Are you copying off my paper? Because I have Waccoon news for you right here.
Guys, I haven't seen my Waccoon for like a week.
I was going to ask you, do you know about this? I'm bringing it up mostly as
a dream about a Waccoon last
night. Cautionary tale. I feel like I did hear about this last week, but now we've got CSI Raccoon on the scene to figure out how a couple of raccoon bandits broke into a bank.
Oh, well, you know how, because they got thumbs. They can do whatever they want. They're raccoons.
I guess it was Tuesday morning at the Peninsula Bank in Redwood City. That feels real California-y
to me. Redwood City, and there's pandas. I mean,
raccoons.
But then now I'm thinking of that film that is video game, Raccoon City.
Oh, Resident Evil?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They were found in the break room Tuesday morning eating a tin of almond cookies.
Oh, raccoons, you are charming and amazing.
Are they?
Yes.
They wrecked the place. The team says that they arrived with papers everywhere. There were broken ceiling tiles. They knocked over a computer monitor. You didn't have to trash the place, okay?
It's all insured. It's fine. But, except for those almond cookies. Somebody was expecting to have those with their tea that morning.
Yeah. Who conducted this investigation? They found muddy paw prints on a tree that leans up the back of the bank's roof. So they believe the raccoons climbed the tree to the roof, then managed to crawl into the air ducts and eventually fell through the ceiling tiles, where they would rummage around until they find the sweet tin of almond cookies.
I wonder if they could smell the almond cookies from the outside.
Yeah. Rescuers chased the pair for around 10 minutes. The animals were safe and unharmed. But I mostly just bring it up to let you know, Deb, this is a menacing beast, okay?
They're not menacing. They ate some biscuits.
They broke into the bank.
They fell in. There was the human's fault. Anytime animals do stuff like this, it's always our fault. You know what? No, those raccoons had a whole city and a whole ecostructure going on until they built that bank there, right? Uh-huh. That was their home. They were there first.
This raccoon.
You deserve to get raided,
this
bank.
This raccoon that is coming into your backyard that you're feeding?
Yeah.
Did he have a whole ecosystem there before you
Probably.
Built that house?
I didn't build the house there, so it's not my fault.
Oh,
but
okay.
That's why I'm welcoming. Any critter that comes into my area is welcome.
What if they climb up onto the roof and fall in through the air ducts and you come home from work and they're just partying on your new kitchen counter?
New pets. That's what I say.
That's why you teach them yoga. They don't fall through the roof. Just do yoga up there.
That's it. You know what, guys? I'm going to quit radio. I'm going to open a yoga school for raccoons.
Seems like a less lucrative business, but...
very fulfilling.
Good luck, my friend.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
We have new Amazon Echo Dots that we're going to give away. Let's say 8:20-ish today before 8 o'clock. We all watched the new Borat movie. Are we going to... we can do a spoiler-free conversation on it, right?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. I don't want to ruin it for anybody.
I don't want to ruin it for anybody either.
Also, I did see a lot of wang in it.
A lot of...
Yeah.
Yeah, a decent amount.
When was
amount.
The last time you saw that amount of wang that wasn't yours?
Well, I do
right,
watch
you don't
some...
have to get into that.
I watch some things on the internet sometimes, so... It's fine. We'll get to that. And big announcement when we come back. Hold on. Dan's the man. Tweets to Jason and Deb says, Jason, are you still concussed? Are the lights still turned down low? Do you still believe the Cowboys can actually make it to the playoffs?
You just throw that one in there.
I have varying levels of yes to all that. I don't know. Do you get unconcussed? When do you officially become unconcussed?
Well, that's the thing. Remember when I had my concussion, I had headaches. Headaches for a good long while. I want to say almost 2 years of headaches. And a stutter for 3 months. And memory loss, short-term memory loss. That was probably a good 2-3 months, maybe more. And I think there was definitely long-lasting residuals from that.
Yeah. I will have permanent brain damage.
Panic attacks.
I'm sure.
Anxiety.
Ooh, no.
No, I got that from mine.
Dude,
I had one in high school and I turned out fine.
Yeah, shining endorsement.
I think he turned out fine. Everything's good.
I had one in
right?
high school, and I turned out fine.
Yeah. I will. This is sort of a...
I had one in high school, and I turned out fine.
By the way, we're not mocking people with head injuries. Right, We've all had them.
Yeah. There was a period of time where I was thinking... This is when I was spending a lot of the time in the closet. This is kind of related to the...
Wait, let's just point that out. When Jason was
related
really
to the announcement,
horribly, horribly concussed, the only room in his house that doesn't have windows is his closet, so he would lay in there.
During the
did you finish that one thing?
The sunniest times of the daytime. Are you talking about the sweet-ass jam that I sent you?
Yeah.
It is a work in progress, like many.
Okay.
But I have a song called Closet World. There was a time, but through the middle of the day, I would do most of my time just sitting in the closet, oftentimes diddling a guitar because I can't...
Diddling it a what?
Diddling it?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to diddle the guitar, Jason.
Oh, I diddle. All right. That's how I work that thing.
You should diddle anything.
I sent Nick the embryo of a song called Closet World that I'm working on. It's fine.
Is this because he didn't get your pre-morning show singing?
Oh, yeah. That was probably the last time this is why I can...
it was my idea.
The only reason I'll never make it as a musician is because I treat it as such a last resort. I just never pick up the guitar. I never care to play.
The only reason you're not going to make it as a musician?
That's the only reason. Yeah. But there were some times when I was in there that I could... talked myself into this being my, people who like go to the desert and do acid or do mushrooms, they ride the snake, and they're like, I saw the world differently forever after that, man.
I had my ketamine infusion the second time.
Oh, yeah.
I went places, man. I was fine.
Roger from Mad Men, he does that. He did acid or something like that, and it like changed his whole lookout on life. Maybe some would argue for the worse. There were times, because I was just listening to the same old emo music I've been listening to forever, but finding there's new observations that I have in there that I'm just like, I've never heard that. I've never noticed this part before.
You're basically doing sensory deprivation.
Yeah, I guess.
Which is one of those things that you're supposed to start going on visions and seeing things. Hmm. I was texting Jason because I broke my office chair last Friday finally.
Oh, yeah.
The one that you leaned back on in there?
Yes, because it was already halfway broken.
That happened in reality. I remember seeing that, but I was like, was that a vision? Or
And so I sent the picture to Jason because I know that he always has had vast criticisms about my seating style.
Well, I would say more than any high school concussion, the way that you sit in there where you do most of your work, I'm like, this is what makes a person crazy. You're like sitting on a slant the whole time.
Well, if you had just told me what an actual chair feels like, that one is so comfortable, the one that Chuck got to replace me. But I sent the picture to Jason, and there was like a part that was all gross and grimy from just years of things.
Yeah.
Years of what things?
I don't just me sitting in it, I guess. But Jason just texted me. He's like, we live in a gross world. Everything is soft in Closet World. I do not care for these outside things.
Wow.
And that's what I was like, you need to keep like a diary.
Yeah, do a diary.
There, that's
day 189.
Yeah.
Apparently it's coronavirus outside, but everything is soft inside Closet World.
It is. See, you guys for years said, why are you just throwing all of your old clothes on your closet floor? Because eventually I will need that to be a soft space for me.
To sleep on.
Eventually I will require that
softness.
Normal
people just get curtains for their bedroom.
I knew there was a reason. Oh, yeah. That's another thing. I spent a lot of time making elaborate plans for the new compound that I'm going to build. Tell you what. Gonna save a lot of money on windows, okay? Everybody,
you have no windows.
Everybody says natural light. You want natural light? Natural light can die in a grease fire, if you ask me. All right,
you should go underground, turn it into an actual compound.
No, you've got to have the best of both worlds. I'm also designing my future compound, which is just my upstairs bedroom that I'm gonna add onto my house. But I want, if I can afford it, I know I have it in my mind what I want. I want floor to ceiling. Patio doors that open out from my bedroom because I'm going to have a little balcony upstairs. It's not like I'm fancy.
Sounds like mega natural
light. I have to because I can't. I've got too much square foot up there. You can't build. Regulations, surveys, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I want it to be this grand floor to ceiling black cast iron doors that you open out. But on the inside, heavy AF blackout curtains, not one little crooked crack of light in there. It's gonna be like a cocoon in there, like a womb.
It's gonna be like a tomb.
Yes, a tomb womb cocoon for my waccoons. Jesus. I'll be so much closer to them up there in the trees.
That's not like a cartoon.
So yeah, Dan, I'm probably still concussed. And the lights are normal in here, right?
No, the lights are low.
Are they lower than normal?
They're lower than normal.
I am still wearing sunglasses, which...
Let me put them up to normal and see how you feel. I'll do it gradually, okay? I don't want to shut this
system. Well, yeah, don't. Let's just leave them like that. I feel fine right now. Just leave it like it is. Oh, yeah, that's gross. Don't
that's
do that.
Usually where
is that where it is?
This is when you have it.
Oh, yeah, that one.
This is where you had it the other day.
It's now mostly just an annoyance, like a kind of like pokes at me when
this one's just the mind.
If you want it lower than this,
I'm fine.
No,
we kept it.
Is great.
You left on Friday, we kept it low.
Party.
Yeah, we operated on a higher level down here in the dimness.
Very sensual.
All right.
Very romantic.
Announcement. Are you ready? I just want to tell the world. Look, when you've been through something like I have, all right. When you've seen things, when you haven't seen things, all right.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about. I did a lot of thinking when I was in that closet. All right. I did a lot of thinking.
The concussion world.
Listening to old emo musics, and just allowing my mind.
Do you reevaluate your whole life?
Yeah, and I started to realize, you know, the things that are truly important, the things that are not important. So here, I'm going to tell you guys that, I guess I should know the date. October 23rd, Bumbleina, Janelle, Jason, no longer in a fight. Announcement.
Oh, God. I was going to say, like, is this going to be really sad? Like, did you guys break up?
I thought that might have been what was going to happen to you.
No.
Oh, okay, you know what that means? It means we broke up on Thursday.
No. None of those things.
Growled enough
none
to get
of those
back together
things.
On Friday. Squash that beef.
I'm not much into sharing the details, but did you say it earlier that she wasn't talking to me? Did I tell you that, or did she tell you that? Because I know.
No, we've been texting
everybody talks. She's playing this game that you guys play with the listeners now.
Yeah.
She told me the other night, it was either Davis or John and Sam Marcus keeps killing me. And I'm like, what is happening?
I want to get in on this. I think it would be fun.
Among Us is the game, and I've been trying to get you guys to play it. It's super complicated.
It would be
a terrible idea. But the basic premise is that you're all these little astronaut guys on a space station or spaceship, and one person or two people among you are the imposter. And so their goal is to sabotage you and they kill you. And then, like, if Deb is the imposter, me and Jason, I stumble across her body, I call an emergency meeting, and I'm just like, okay. And then you just accuse your friends of being terrible, dirty, suspicious people. And you all can vote somebody off, and sometimes you know if it's the right person or the wrong person. Sometimes you don't know, depending on how the settings are. And it's great because it just sows, like, you would love it, Jason, because stirs up drama with your friends. This last weekend, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to vote off everybody. So everybody that just, like, somebody would call a meeting and they would accuse, like, Kung Fu Katie would accuse Davis. And I was like, well, that's good enough for me. Everybody vote Davis off. And then right after we got the game, I would immediately call an emergency meeting. I'm like, well, like, obviously we have to vote off Katie. She was suspicious by accusing Davis. Let's vote off Katie. Then I would get voted off. It was great. It was great.
Yeah, that sounds a bit too complicated for me.
I heard him discussing it in the kitchen yesterday. This really sounded like an episode of Always Sunny. I was like, is this happening in real life? what is going on right now?
Talking of which, the conversations that Bumbleina and I have as well, always at the very, very random. It involved flip-flops and Trevor Noah and a romper. And yeah, we have interesting conversations as well. I have something for you to give to her.
Okay.
I'll give it to you tomorrow.
Well, yeah, we had no conversations for, I guess we almost went 3 weeks without seeing each other.
What? It was that long?
Yeah. But we're very busy, okay?
You're not busy?
She's busy sometimes. I'm busy sometimes. But look, the bottom line is, guys, there was never necessarily a resolution. We both just came to our senses, and as of Friday, everything is good again.
So wait,
can stop worrying about me.
Hang on. There was no resolution. Just shove it under the rug and forget about it, and it'll come up another day when one of you guys is drunk or misbehaving.
I think she was mad at me for a small little type thing, mm-hmm. smallish. I was also mad at her for a different thing. Mm-hmm. And then so it was like, well, the thing that I am mad about counts. And the thing that you're mad about counts, but not until you deal with my thing that I'm mad about first. And then we were just stacking more things to get mad about until we decided this is silly.
Yeah,
and
this
we
does
both,
sound ridiculous.
We both said we maturely moved on from it. And so everything is fine.
So it's fine.
All right.
You guys are good. Hawaii's still on.
We're good until Jason decides that he needs to be mad at her again and then puts her, gives her the silent treatment.
You don't
know. She'll ride it out like she just did this one.
Hey. Some of those things are. Those were not for you to share. All right.
What? He didn't say anything.
That's what he does. They weren't in a fight. Just Jason was like, something happened I think Bumbleina needs to be punished, and so I'm going to not talk to her. I'm going to cut her off from the source of the dick man. And then eventually he comes crawling back. It's like, okay, you've learned your lesson. And she's like, are we in a fight?
I just had
3 weeks off. That was great.
I don't care for you sharing these things. All right. Here, do you want to know the text message from a year ago that is the, what did I call it, too gross to read or something like that?
Something like that. But I don't know. But a lot of the listeners actually made a note in their phones and alarms went off for you to share this.
I probably made too big of a deal of it, I guess, a year and something ago. But yeah, I just, a gross thing happened and it involved a fun text exchange. We were having adult times,
did she just want to poof?
I'm nervous.
No, she is always. She has, I guess you could say, chronic stomach type issues.
Yeah, her and I would. That's another conversation we were having.
Yeah, and so she. It's I think a biological thing, but then also like stress and anxiety messes with her. And I don't know. I don't know what the deal was. This, I guess, was fairly early on in our relationship. But yeah, we were making adult times. And then she just says to me, it was over. And she goes, okay, you have to get off of me or I'm going to throw up.
Sounds like normal sex with you.
And she is a teeny tiny person, and this was big Jason Dick too.
She gets poor out thing. And basically she gets up and runs out of my house and flees because she doesn't want to be sick in front of me. But then we were just having a post breakdown of what happened there. Is everything good? God. And she was assuring me that it was fine. That she was feeling rough going into it. and I texted her. I still blame the sexy times, not because I'm gross, because I jarred something loose.
Wow.
That was it?
That was the text message.
And she's still with you?
She said, LOL, jarred something loose. So that was the thing.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
101X, Jason, Deb, the Morning X.
Morning X Sports.
Zach from New Braunfels tweets at Jason and Deb says, you had to wait a year for that? This is you being a Rick and Morty guy all over again.
Yeah.
Kind of funny, though. Yeah, look, it was a stirring moment for us, and I don't know, I probably should have just
physically
said,
stirring.
Jarring, some might call it. I probably should have just said, I'll tell y'all in a couple weeks, but it was more fun to make people wait a year. And,
What's the payoff any good?
Yeah, it was.
It was fun waiting.
I completely forgot.
So we got here.
Forgot about it.
Jason, don't forget, you're still concussed, all right? Your version of what you think is good might be slightly off.
My version of what I think is good is always slightly off, all right?
But it might be more off than usual. You might want to run things by us first.
John in San Marcos says, I'm actually super glad to hear this, Jason. I really like you and Bumbleina as a couple. Plus, it was fun having her play Among Us with us. So don't screw this up, man.
Yeah, I like her as well. I like her being in our lives. Don't ruin this for everyone.
I feel like...
You know, in fact, even when you want to break up with her or it's over, you're just going to have to stay with her. Do it for the show.
Well, right.
We say all the time. Do it for the show.
I think the listeners will choose her if we were to meet our demise.
You're just not allowed to break up. That's
okay.
All.
And I would imagine that is the likely outcome.
And just think anything you spend on her is tax deductible.
Is that true?
Yeah, talk about her on the show.
Oh, taxes and stuff.
Have you still not done your taxes?
Of course I've done my taxes. I would be in violation of the law.
Have you done the extension?
I have not done the thing.
Did you do your...
I've done all the right things, all right?
Just tell me your taxes are prepaid.
I've done the things. Sports brought to you by... Pants. We will talk about Borat. We all watched over the weekend in just a moment. And also, I want to check in. I understand you had a Dennis De La Pena conversation without me?
Yeah, that I did. We were thinking maybe brave. Not, but I thought, you know what? I'm going to just dive right in.
Yeah.
I took the bull by the horns last week, Jason.
Yeah, I was like, anything that kills 10 minutes.
for it. Did you know that the World Series is still being played?
Yes, apparently it is.
I'm so out, baseball. I'm out all season long. But Dodgers 4-2 over the Rays. Clayton Kershaw is perhaps exercising his postseason demons. He's got two wins now. He could be the series MVP. They can win it all. The Dodgers can. Tomorrow night is game 6. They're up 3-2. All right.
Yeah. You don't care.
Football type thing.
You apparently missed an all-time classic. Not this game. The one before that.
I read the way that they bungled it up at the end.
Yeah.
But did you miss it as well, or did you?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
But I read about it.
Oh, okay.
This is good.
Deb recommended that I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to watch Borat, so she said read it on Wikipedia.
That's right, how Nick watches movies a lot.
Here, let's check in. I just edited up to when you're diving into your analysis with Dennis De La Pena.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Go on then. Got a big UT game this weekend, Dennis, but I know we didn't do too well against TCU, and this is Baylor. Baylor's back, I believe. And we're not. What do you think we're going to do this weekend, Dennis?
Oh, less of me, more of you, Deb.
All right, first of all, it was already littered with inaccuracies.
Yeah, which is why Baylor he's laughing so hard. God, Dennis, I haven't heard you laugh that hard ever. So yeah. I can't tell why exactly, but I'm glad you're happy.
Well, I mean, there's so much there. First of all, you go with the collective we with the Longhorns. I'm glad you're on board.
Taking it on for Jason.
And then overlooking OU, I mean, that happened too, you know, but...
We don't talk about
TCU.
I'm going to talk about OU.
That's a lot of good stuff. And then the we're back for Baylor. That was a triple play, Deb. You're on the line.
That is good work, my man.
Just had to fill some airtime, Jay.
I understand.
We brought in a professional, thought maybe we could spice it up a little bit. I don't know. If the boss didn't hate it, I'll say that.
That's the best review that we might get from
him. I'm not fired.
Yeah.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
We are giving away Amazon Echo Dots now. You don't have one yet? Catch up with the times, man. We're going to have one for you inside half an hour, probably. I don't know. I'm back in charge of the time, which means it could happen anytime.
Oh, your timekeeping is...
Did you really do the show
sloppy.
All on time and such?
Oh, my God. Nick, weren't we great?
We were better.
We were way better
than
you. Mm-hmm. And we had more content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kept on time.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you say so, man. I don't know if
you want us running your clock, we can do it.
No. Please don't do that to me. We all watched the Borat sequel over the weekend. This will be a spoiler-free conversation about Borat, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think you can read and see. I've been avoiding watching the trailers for it. I watched a little bit because it's like, I'm too smart for my own good when it comes to movies. Like, I'm not bragging on everything. I'm dumb on a lot of things. But when it comes to movies, if you give me a trailer, I'll know what happens in the whole movie. So I'll watch the beginning of a trailer, and then that's it. Like, I can't even...
I was going to say, you love trailers. You'll fall down trailer wormholes
all the
time. I don't even watch them because I just know not to...
They got to stick to less than a minute. If they go over a minute, I'll just turn it off and go to the next one. I just want to get a taster of it. Just a little soupçon. What do they call the... I want an amuse-bouche. And it's called an amuse-bouche.
Okay.
It's make your mouth happy.
Right.
It's just a little, you get a little like treat.
I've been telling
the chef.
You, I'm into a amuse-bouche for years.
Amuse-bouche.
Right? Oh, amuse-bouche.
Amuse-bouche.
Yeah.
I don't want to know too much about it. And so I stayed away. And obviously, we all know who Borat is, right? Mm-hmm. Borat is Borat. I remember the
Not
time.
Not all of us know, apparently.
Oh my God, I still don't believe how he can get away with things. But
so here, did you, again, no spoilers, but did you see where the movie was going? Because I did not see that coming, and that saved it for me.
With like the
just the resolution, yes.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I was sort of like on the fence, mixed about it before I got to that, and I was like, okay, that was really good. You're a genius, Sacha Baron Cohen. I admit it.
Yeah, he's great. He is a genius, and even if like so, San Antonio guy didn't want to watch it. And I was like, why? He goes, I didn't like Borat. I'm like, what do you mean you didn't like Borat? He goes, well, I like the movie. I'm like, well, that was Borat.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what is it? You don't like Ali G? No, Ali G was great. What about Bruno? Oh, I don't know so much about Bruno. But I'm like, all right, so you basically like everything about Sacha Baron Cohen. And so anyway, I just turned it on and he was farting around out with his softball net outside. And then he came in and it's on. Sat there and watched the whole thing. So even if you say you're not a Borat fan, you're going to like it because it's funny.
Yeah. It is hilarious.
It's funny, and yes, there's a lot of political things in there, but there are a lot of really nice moments when he goes into the synagogue. I thought that was amazing. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a really charming moment when he, I don't even want to say what he dresses up as because it's fun. There were a lot of costume changes in the film that I thought were interesting and hilarious.
Yeah.
And the faxing.
That was good.
The faxing was so great.
All right, so here, the faxing is the perfectly the place to start with my take on the whole thing. First of all, I'm unbelievably marveled at his ability to pull this off. Like, I would love to say, tell me about your process, because how he's able to get this sort of thing done. And I know back in the day, you know, like he would come in setting up the equipment as Ali G.
Yeah, and
then
no one knew.
Ambush him. But yeah, all of the just unbelievable high stakes improvising that he is doing, I can't imagine what they had to cut out or what they weren't able to do, but the fact that they pulled off the things that they did, it's incredible.
When he went,
and the performance from him and the girl,
and the girl, the girl's great.
She's
gonna be a star. She's definitely, like, this is her breakout role. I think she's Bulgarian or something, right? Some Eastern European. But when they did the Pence thing, and I'm not gonna say too much about it because it's pretty great. It's really a small part, but he sat in a toilet for 5 hours. He was in a convention center cubicle for 5 hours. It makes it happen like it's like this when you see it in the movie, but reading, like you said, to find out all of the things he must have gone through, or the whole production team went through.
He is very dedicated to the craft, and the fact that you attempt something like this, that if you don't know,
you could go to jail for a lot of the things that he did.
And it is presented as a, just like the original Borat, as a actual, you know, fictionalized movie, but that he has shot it in reality, and the fact that he gets some of these takes that are so perfect, it's unbelievable. Here's my one thing, all right, and maybe I don't like Borat, maybe I don't. Is it because I'm currently in a state of easy confusion? But I don't like that he preys on some of these people. All right, like some of the people who are clearly getting pranked. If you're just there to expose their racist views or just, you know, get them to expose themselves to say terrible things, I'm all about that. But there's several people in this movie who are guilty of nothing other than just being kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Like the guy, there's several long fax machine sessions with a guy who's working in a store who, he's not a bad guy.
No, but that doesn't make him look bad at all.
I think he looks kind of fool in that. You think he's going to watch this and be like, man, I love that. That was great. If nothing else, you wasted an hour of his day.
Oh, even longer, I imagine. We're sitting there waiting for a fax to come back and then go again and come back.
See, and like, so that had to have all been shot like in one go. Because like in the movie,
definitely.
He keeps coming back.
Yeah. It was definitely a one go. But there was still, I mean, there was still some other people that, the lady that iced the cake. You're okay with that lady who iced the cake?
No, like,
right, she was right to be
people,
there. How about the guy that said, that answered how much he would pay for the daughter? And then his own daughter turns around and says, that's, I think, disgusting.
Yeah.
That guy asked for it, all right?
Did
they ask for what happened in the performance?
I just don't.
The father-daughter dance? That was a little.
I think.
But I loved it.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
the dance,
shocking.
The dance number is. Jesus F. is.
Look, I don't want to stigmatize anybody. I don't want to do that. But like, I started watching this Thursday because it came out Thursday. Like, it comes out
midnight?
Early. I think it was like 7. I think
was
when they do it. And I watched and got up to that part, and I knew it was coming with the dance. And I was like, you know
what?
You
did?
It took me until Saturday to get back to make myself get back to watch and just know what was coming.
Get over it, all right?
What did you
think, Nick? Did you like
America
it?
America needs to watch it.
If you enjoyed the first Borat movie, this is exactly that.
It's for you.
It's the same. You're going to love it.
There's less of, and thank God, my wife, because you remember, Borat was almost ruined by those stupid people that wouldn't stop saying, my wife, and not. And there's only a tiny little bit of that in the beginning of it, thank God. But let's not do that again, America, the world. Let's not take something magical and ruin it because you think you're better at doing it than anybody else.
Yeah.
Don't do his voice. That's his voice.
Here, there's a scene with Rudy Giuliani where most people know kind of what happens. And, like, I had read a breakdown of that.
Yeah, I read it before I saw the movie, too.
And so that was, like, that didn't hit with me as much. But then, like you said, the way that it ends, I was like, oh, okay, this is brilliant. I love it. But there,
that's the thing is, I think you are.
I want him more embarrassing stupid people who have bad opinions. That's. I was like, he didn't do that enough.
The people who have, if you have bad opinions, if you are a racist, misogynist, and that's another thing to point out is that I'm kind of surprised that this movie can get made in the way that we are cancel culture now. Now
he's faced a lot of that.
It is, an empowering message, the film is, but oftentimes your intentions of doing that get caught up and people are like, oh, yeah, I just saw this 2-minute clip on the internet. Yeah, it's over for you. The people who are, who should be embarrassed because of their terrible opinions, I don't feel bad for them at all.
No, me neither.
All right? There's a babysitter lady in the movie.
Oh, she's brilliant.
You might
she's
even say
hero.
She's the hero of the movie.
She's the star of the movie.
But, like, I'm sitting here watching him pester her, and I'm like, she doesn't deserve this. She doesn't need this.
I'm sure she got some financial compensation. She was babysitting.
Oh, so she made her usual $15 an hour.
But I thought, I thought that part of it was brilliant.
But also, she clearly signed off on it. Like, that was a big thing.
Well, they're very tricky with those releases. Because
people were upset about when he goes into the synagogue and there's the old Jewish lady. People were, like, really mad about that. And then it came up, he was like, no, like, she was cool with it.
She was amazing.
She signed off on it.
Well, they get the permission before they tape the thing with them in many of those cases. All right? There's a lot of those things. I mean, he'll be sued for days and days. But it is.
I thought the synagogue thing was one of the most beautiful parts of the movie.
It's great.
Her and the babysitter?
The whole movie, I super-duper recommend it. Go see it. Sacha Baron Cohen, though, you're clearly a gifted writer. Like, the idea here is tremendous. So just act it all out. Why do we have to find these people and ruin them?
The last movie that he acted out?
It doesn't ruin them.
I was going to say,
the Brothers Grimm,
whatever.
And that's where they had the famous elephant scene.
Maybe not every idea is a million percent.
Maybe keep it grounded.
I like what he does. And in fact, I think some of the funniest parts were in the beginning. Was he in Galveston?
Yeah.
Because that's where he said that they were. But he's walking down the street and people are like, Borat. He's like, no, not Borat. No. I thought that was... just said don't do the accent.
But
I thought that was really cute when everyone was recognizing him.
My favorite part is that because everybody recognizes him, so he goes and buys a bunch of costumes and disguises and he finds a foreign reporter.
Idiot foreign reporter.
Him. Yeah. See, that guy,
that's great.
Some of the people I can't buy too. I'm like, you're not in on it? You don't know? Like, he eventually goes and lives in two people's houses in a house for a couple of days.
They have to be telling the people, like, hey, we're filming a movie, just go with it. Like, they probably paid those guys.
The two dudes that he lived with,
that
was great, even though they're terrible people. They cared about him.
Right. And I'm like, are you guys really getting fooled here? How do you... I guess there's stupid people. There's lots of stupid people.
There are stupid people everywhere.
And, my favorite part is the song that he performs in front of the live
audience. Oh, the song.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And how he gets everyone going with it. They deserve that.
I guess they would never go there because of all of the controversy. But his performance is so incredible. Like, let's talk about Oscars for my guy.
Oscars for performance?
Yes, that piece of acting. Daniel Day-Lewis stays in character for 2 weeks on the set of Lincoln. He does a million takes. How many shots did he get to do that?
That was it. That was the one.
Look, especially this year, like, name another Oscar-deserving performance that you've seen.
Oh, right.
Good point.
it's
him and Pete Davidson.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.